What we know from an Israeli Defense Force video is they have not found that command and control center. For weeks they've been telling us, the United States and Israel, that they've been using hospitals generally and specifically the largest. They haven't found it. They've released a video. Perhaps they may, you know, in the next few hours or day or two, find one. But when you see the video, you realize it's pretty thin. They talk about there's a security camera that was covered with tape. A couple of laptops they've found, it looks like two or three AK-47s, guns, and they say that they've found a backpack that has some grenades in it. They've found a computer, they've found a laptop which appears to be very important intelligence, and then another computer which the IDF spokesman says already provides a lot of incriminating evidence. Now, that's very quick to find that computer and decide it's incriminating evidence. So they have not found what the United States and Israel has been insisting for weeks is the reason that hospitals were legitimate targets. They have not found that network of tunnels that they said was being used as a command and control center.
So how does this change the dynamic of the conflict?
I think that Israel and the United States have some serious questions. The main one being, is this their weapons of mass destruction moment? They've been using this constantly. When I was in Israel, it was the constant justification for fighting or attacking near hospitals. Where's the evidence now? Yes, they put out this video. Of course, you know, they're pointing to these backpacks and the AK-47s. They haven't found a large cache of weapons and certainly no tunnel network, which for years they've been telling people existed under Shifa Hospital. Where is it?
What's been happening with those inside and outside the hospital, the patients, the medical staff, and the thousands of civilians who've been taken?
That's right. 700 patients, about 700 or so staff, 2,000 people who've taken, who've gone there for protection. Scenes are chaotic there as the Israeli commandos have gone in. They've been talking to various people. They've sent in Israeli commandos who speak Arabic. Terrified patients, of course. Now, it's chaotic scenes. One of the doctors this morning was telling the BBC the Israelis are offering to provide some medical equipment. And he told the BBC, for 40 days they've been trying to kill us. Now they want to give us dressings and saline. You know, that this is really weird way to operate. But chaotic scenes within the hospital. It's still trying to function amid the raid by the most powerful army in the Middle East. They've still been trying to do operations without painkillers and anaesthetics and bandages. So you can get a sense from some of these pictures, completely chaotic scenes.
Finally, John, the first truck carrying fuel into Gaza since the conflict began on October the 7th, that's crossed from Egypt. What's the significance of that?
Look, it's almost insignificant in the amount to try to keep 2.3 million people operating. But obviously, you know, one truckload is better than none. 10 are better than 8. So it's very small, certainly not enough, but hopefully there'll be more going in.
John, thanks.